إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونصلي ونسلم على الحبيب المصطفى، اللهم صل وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، اللهم صل عليه في الأولين وصل عليه في الآخرين وصل عليه في كل في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. إن شاء الله today we need to remind ourselves of some of the values that we as a Muslim need to raise, as well as some of the habits, I don't want to say values, but some of the habits that we as human beings normally build up, which is the wrong way, but that's what happens in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored you. So you are an honored creature by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah meant it to be you are self-honored. And if you think why you are honored than anybody else or any other creature on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a function and give you a power, the power of selection. All the other creatures, they do not have that selection. Angels do not have selection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He described them, عباد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They never ever disobey Allah. These are the angels. ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They just do what they've been told to do. That behavior of disobedience doesn't exist in their dictionary, doesn't exist in their khalq and their creation. Some people have some misunderstand of the ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Baqarah, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفًا. يعني I will create an agent for me in earth. قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنَقَدِّسُ لَكَ. That's angels. They said, are you going to create those ones who disobey, killing, ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك, يعني we are the creatures who are always doing تسبيح, ونقدس لك. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, I know and I have the knowledge that you don't know. And then He created Adam, and from Adam all of us came in. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, إِنَّ عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَأَبَيْنَ أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. حِمْلُ الْأَمَانَةِ, and that word أَمَانَة mentioned in the Quran, and that dialogue or this ayah happens, that's before the exist to exist, because that means, because you don't remember and I don't remember that we had told عرضنا الأمانة. At what time actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala committed the word عرض الأمانة, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proposed to us. That's before the beginning of creation, before Adam. عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض. والأمانة has many many meanings. It's the power of choice. It is a very heavy responsibility. Honesty, integrity, all of these values that you need to keep and raise. فَأَبَيْنَ أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا, that means the other creatures, they said no. يُعَلَى السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, every one of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the choice. If you make the decision yourself, فَأَبَيْنَ أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا, that means they said no, we just want to be obedient, that's all. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ, that means mankind, who you and I, has taken this responsibility. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the majority of the people, of mankind. ظَلُومًا لَأَنَّهُ ظَلَمَ نَفْسُهُ, unfair with yourself. And previously I've explained, when you are unfair with yourself, what does it mean? That means you give some part of your desire satisfaction, but at the same time, the other part of your body or your desire, you just ignore them. And the example I always give in this one, yourself needs obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That near to Allah, you need it. Your soul always near to be near to Allah. But at the same time, we naturally lazy. We don't stand for fajr, for example. We disobey Allah every now and then. And that is you satisfy other part of your nafs, ego. But at the same time, you take the right of the other part. And that's ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. So you are unfair with yourself. And that's why, where is that balance that you need to exist and you need to live with? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a line, a path. A path that you follow. Because you or I, all of us are so weak. And unless we renovate ourselves, نُجَدِّدْ حَيَاتَنَا, renovate yourself, which is a true word that a lot of scholars use, تُجَدِّدْ حَيَاتَكَ, renovate yourself. Unless you renovate yourself, you will not be able to continue. And that's why we need that. Each and every one of us has some dreams, but we always have a huge thing inside ourselves to self-limit ourselves, which is totally wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, and this is, here is, there is, as ulama always say, there is words of Quran, there is meaning of the words, and there is asbab al-nuzul, that means the reasons of revelation. But there is one dimension in this one, the soul, the heart of the ayah. What does the ayah is telling you? وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. This is one of the ayat. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. طيب, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you translate the ayah, which I think most of you know, if someone asks you about Allah, and which is true, this is the man who came to Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam, asked him, Allahu qareeb fa'unaji, and ba'id fa'unaji. Allahu qareeb is Allah is near, unaji, yani I can whisper. And ba'id is far away, fa'unaji, I can have to shout. And the answer, the people always ask Allah, ask Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam, and the answer was, always come with qul, say this. And say that this answer from Allah is not saying, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, the answer from Allah, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. And that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to your dua. إِذَا دَعَانَ مَصْرُوطَ. It's a condition. The condition is you take the action. The heart of the ayah, don't self-limit yourself. That self-limit in us as a disease stop you to take any initiative. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, don't self-limit, just do it. Take the action. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And that means you have to take the initiative. What doesn't make you, because a lot of people think that because I've done a lot of sins, I may not be accepted in terms of asking Allah for forgiveness. And that means you are self-limiting yourself. And we do that mistake in a lot of things. I can't understand English, I can't learn Arabic, I can't do this and I can't do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you a mind and capability. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam told us in the hadith, كُلُّ مُيَسَّرْ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. Subhanallah. كُلُّ مُيَسَّرْ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. يعني subhanallah is telling you, Allah give you a capability, qualities inside you and me. And these ones, very easy if you use it in the right skills. So you have the skills inside you. Just get what you're good at. And that's what the path that you have to take. But don't limit yourself on the other side. That's the wrong thing to do. كُلُّ مُيَسَّرْ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. And that means you have the capability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not create some people very smart and the others are idiot. That's not going to be fair. It's not. All of us are actually equal. Equal. There's nobody who's like above the others. But someone has done the effort to be better. He has taken the initiative to be better. And that's where the problem is. You and I need to take the initiative and take the move and do it. لَيُغَيِّرُ اللَّهُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Subhanallah. This ayah, if you take your surah, this is, we know it. Nothing is going to change in our society, in a day-to-day life, unless our hearts changed. And a very interesting thing on the other side, in psychologists, they said something very interesting, which is exactly the thing that Allah told us. If you want to do something you haven't done before, you have to be a person you haven't been before. You can't be the same person and do something different. You are the same person. Don't think that you can do something, you do it many times wrongly, and you think one time that you are going to do it the same way and you are expecting it's going to work this time. No. No. You have to change to make your actions change. If you want to do something you haven't done before, you have to be a person you haven't been before. And that means the change comes from you, not from whatever around you. It depends on you have to change first. And that's why subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah told us, لَيُغَيُّرُ اللَّهُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. You have to change, your heart has to change, then your actions will normally change. Don't drag yourself into justification. It's one of the worst habits. Why have you done this? Oh, because of this. So that happened, and this is why. And the sun wasn't there, and it rains outside, it's wet, and all of that. Read Quran. The people of Medina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exactly that bad habit or bad quality, Allah told us in Quran. When they have a battle, their justification, إِنَّ بُيُوتَنَا عَوْرَةٌ. Should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the answer, وَمَا هِيَ بِعَوْرَةٌ. بُيُوتَنَا عَوْرَةٌ, what does it mean? The people who doesn't want to go out with Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam. Yani in our houses, we have problems, something wrong I have to fix, and something else I have to do with this one, and yeah, at the house I need this one, and I need this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا هِيَ بِعَوْرَةٌ. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong, and that's the justification. The habit of justification is one of the things that absolutely wrong. The worst and worst justification in mankind happened from Iblis, wali'udhu billah. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to bow down to Adam. What did he say? Justification. He just wants to justify disobedience. Because both Adam and Iblis, they both disobeyed Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam not to eat from the specific tree, and told Iblis to bow down to Adam. And both disobeyed Allah. But the big difference in the disobedience type, and that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you here. The justification. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Adam, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. No justification. Admit and ask Allah for forgiveness. That's the action that you and I need to learn from the ayah. The soul of the message, no justification. If you've done something wrong, admit it, fix it. At least on the other side, justification, which is give him huge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained it in many, many ayat. Subhanallah, the explanation from Allah is giving you the type of nafs. It's not the words, and this is what the ulama always say that. Yani, never take the words of what Adam had to say, and Iblis have said is exactly what. No, Allah is telling you what's the soul of what he said, the driver, where he's coming from. أنا خير منه، خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. I'm better than him because I was born, I was created from fire and he was created from mud. Why is that a justification not to obey Allah? لكن الله سبحانه وتعالى أبى واستكبر سبحان الله. And that's where the problem, الاستكبار, arrogance. That's where the problem. واستكبار على من؟ يعني who is doing arrogance against Allah? And that's kufr. And some people think that Iblis part of kufr because he didn't believe in Allah. No, Iblis actually believe in Allah and admit Allah's existence. Not only this. He swear with the glory of Allah. بِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ سبحان الله. يعني a creature who admit Allah exists, who believe Allah exists, who swear in the glory of Allah, still a kafir. Why? Because he's arrogant. Arrogant in the sense that arrogant with Allah. استكبار على الله وليعوذ بالله. لا يرى ريح الجنة. Justification. Back to the same back quality. Never ever justify. Don't try to justify anything. If you've done something wrong, just fix it. It's very easy. Integrity. One of the things that we are missing, integrity itself is not a quality actually, but it makes every quality that you have in sync. Integrity itself, that means everything else in your qualities are in sync. So for example, quality of honesty. So you go to your work, for example, at 8 a.m. your boss is there. If your boss is not there, you still go in 8 a.m. That's integrity. You do what you have to do, not because someone is looking at you, but because you are convinced that this is the right thing to do. That's integrity. So that means that every quality that you do, is you do it because you are, your heart believe it is the right thing. You wake up and fetch yourself. Only Allah knows that you wake or not, because you believe that you need and you have to wake up and fetch and do Salat al-Fajr, which is very difficult. You wake up to do Rak'atay al-Layl, which is before Fajr. Who's witness at that time? Only Allah. Why do you do it? Because you believe in La ilaha illallah. Integrity itself. That means you have to be in that integrity inside yourself in all your behavior. So you do not say, for example, to your boss and be nice with him, not because he is boss. If you are nice with everybody else, that's integrity. It's something that very difficult, driven by what you believe in, not an incident or a specific objective. So that means your behavior is always has a different color based on the situation. That's not a Muslim. Integrity is about behaving the same way in what you believe. يعني سبحان الله Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, they have the integrity. Why? He is a kafir. His action, his heart is the one thing. But there are munafiqeen, which is worse. He's a kafir. But at least he has that integrity. But look at the munafiqeen, which is the hypocrites. That's the different color. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the hypocrites, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سبحان الله. يعني they said, we witness that you are the messenger of Allah. وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى is confirmed, والله يعلم يشهد إنك رسول, والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون سبحان الله. يعني they admit the right thing, but Allah is admitting they are hypocrites. Why? Because there's no integrity. What they are saying is not what they believe. So it's not about only what you say, it's about your heart. That integrity needs one thing and one rule. I always remember this in your mind. Walk the talk. Walk the talk. If you say something, do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. لَا تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ يعني don't say something and do something different. كَبُرَ مَقْتًا المقت الكرم يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hate this very much. كَبُرَ مَقْت المقت والكرم وليعوذ بالله يعني Allah hate this action so much. أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. Do you say something and you do something totally different? That's an action which is totally rejected. يا أيها الذين آمنوا with the believers. لا تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. One of the actions that we need to do, you need to be have that integrity with yourself. Whatever you do, you have in your heart the intention that you believe it is the right thing. If you don't believe, stop it. But don't pretend it. That's the wrong thing to do. Especially when it's something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not count. And the most important part in this one, which is really, and you need to know this, angels, each and every one of us has the two angels who watch your good deeds and bad ones without the law, so on. They write only your actions. Meaning, when you do something, they just record what you've done. Full stop. They don't know your intention. Subhanallah. They don't know your intention. The intention is only for Allah to know, subhanallah. And that's al-ikhlas lillah, sincerity. Yani they have seen you doing X, Y, Z of action, good action, recorded in your book. You have done X, Y, Z. What is your intention while doing the action is only for Allah to know. The angel doesn't know this, subhanallah. Shaitan doesn't know your intention. He can disturb your action, but not your intention, because he doesn't know about it. Subhanallah. And the intention is only for Allah to give you the reward. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam told us in hadith, يُرْتَدَ رَجُلٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. In the day of judgment, a man will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, والله أمره أن يلقوه في النار. Throw him in hellfire. فتقول الملائكة يا رسول يا الله. Angels will say, يعني his books, mashaAllah, list of good deeds, endless. لكنه why he has done this فعلها ليقول الناس يعني he has done whatever he has done with no intention to Allah, and that means it's only for the show, for the people to say, well, he has done this and I have seen him do this and this. Where is the intention? It doesn't exist. Throw him in hellfire. If your intention is not sincere, then your actions not counted. That's for you to know, subhanAllah. Only for you to know. Something that we need to ask ourselves, do I really mean what I'm doing? Mean what you do, because that's how you get the amount of thawab. You can't spend, let's assume you put 5, 10 pounds, whatever it is, in charity, whatever it is. It could be the last money in your pocket. And it could be one over a million of your money. So it's not about the amount is the 10 pounds. It's the value of what you pay towards you. It could be a huge amount of money, which is toward you. For someone else, it's 10 pounds, nothing. For someone, he has nothing, but he's willing to pay the 10 pounds for charity. So the value of that amount of money, the thawab that you take, is based on how much is that for you. Not the amount is 20 or 30 or 100 or a million. It's all about your intention. Sincerity. How sincere to Allah you've done that. That's one of the things that we need to walk the talk. Always keep that in mind. Sincerity to yourself. And always have integrity. Never ever do the action. And your intention is something totally different, and you don't mean to do it, and maybe you don't want to do it. Just don't do it. Subhanallah. And you can't lead people and you have that in that type of behavior. And I'm sure a lot of people, the same as me, who have seen leaders or managers who are, you know, they talk too much. They do nothing. Why? You can feel it. You know, it is something that you can sense if he's sincere or just a big mouth. Don't do this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid the action. Subhanallah. Value yourself. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the beginning, لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ, you are an honored creature. That honor, how you can get that? That's your behavior. You are what you do. So whatever you do and continuously doing, that's your character. It's not about what you say. It's only convert these words into action. Walk the talk. Always be that person that you're talking to people that I am doing this. Do it. That's the main thing. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وكفى, الصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى. اليمين والشمال وما ضلنا, والطريق الوسطى هي الجادة, عليها ذات الكتاب ومنبر السنة. هلك من ادعى وخاب من افترى, وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, we are full of a lot of emotions. Some of them are bad, some of them are good, and negative and positive. The more you are on the positive side, the more you can push yourself more. And I'll tell you a story that happens to me personally, long time ago, really long time ago, when I just graduated out of uni. That was 1982. We started, myself and a friend of mine, the software programs, blah blah blah, all of that time. We had the idea to do something very, it was very unique during that time. But look what happens. The story itself, that will tell you what happens. We had that to do a software, very cheap one. That was in Egypt, long time, for £1,000. And then sell it to any shops for £1,000. If you sell it £1,000 for a thousand shops, you make £1,000,000, which is actually about 300,000 sterling pounds during that time. The mistake that I've done, and the difference with my friend has done, I've self-limited myself. I said, no, that can't be happening. Why? That's the wrong thing. He has done it. He has made that money in 1 year, which we have planned it. I haven't, because I've left him. I'm telling you this story to everyone. He's mashallah now. And I've taken a different line. And I've discovered after this, that's a self-limiting, the wrong thing that I've done. Don't do the mistake. I'm telling the young ones actually are hearing it. Don't do that mistake. Even you have an idea, don't self-limit yourself. أَعْقِلْهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ. يعني رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام, the man who came to him with a camel and he wants to tie it, but he's just afraid that the camel will leave. And then he asked رسول الله أعقلها أم أتوكل. His question is that, يعني should I tie it or should I leave it? So that means it will come back itself. رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام told him أعقلها وتوكل. يعني tie it and then leave it for a while. توكل على الله. That's what you need to do. It's a small hadith, but it gives you the value that you need to do. Make your mind on something and get the initiative in your mind. Do it. That's it. أَعْقِلْهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ. Push yourself to the limit. If you limit yourself, you are not going to do it. One of the worst habits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, never ever do this. Always blame the others. And actually you will find it, subhanAllah, I find it many times in my life. Those types of people who are always blaming the others. He has done this or she has done that. And what have you done or what have you done as man or woman? The difference between these two types, subhanAllah, of people is that people who are successful is talking about what they see, what they want to do. And that's it. If you are on the other side just belaying the other, that's not going to give you anything. Just leave the others. Whatever they've done, they've done. They're not responsible about them. Concentrate in yourself and improve yourself. Get the action, get the initiative to improve yourself. Don't limit yourself. Something that we need to change our hearts, to believe in La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you everything. You and I. Nothing is limiting us actually. But you are limiting yourself, and I am limiting myself. And I've shared you this story to tell you that don't do this. There's no need to do that. Get your mind on something. وَعْقِلْهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ. Do it. Subhanallah. When you read the biography of Imam al-Bukhari, and I read it actually when I was young, and I was really smiling comparing my mindset during that time when I was really young, in the maybe in the 20s, early 20s. And Imam al-Bukhari, when he started to collect the hadith of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, he was 18. He was, as we said, teenager. Yeah, 17, 18 when he started to do that. He took his camel and he started to travel long distance. Imagine, you go from Jazirat al-Arab to Saudi Arabia and the Gulf, go all to Morocco on your camel, all the way to collect one hadith after the other. And because your intention is very good, he developed like a methodology. How am I going to select? And as far as I can, be very selective and be sure that hadith is authenticated. It's not just Allah or words. He may develop a methodology himself, 18 years or 17 years. Well, Khalifa funded his effort, and they become Imam al-Bukhari and his Sahih, which is Sahih al-Bukhari. And Sahih al-Bukhari actually is like a 6,700 something hadith, which is the confirmed one. And every hadith, after he has done his best in terms of to check the person, who is he? And he developed, which is one of the sciences now, that is, if you are studying hadith, there is one of the sciences called ilm al-rijal, subhanallah. It's a subject. What does that mean, ilm al-rijal? Ilm al-rijal, when you hear a hadith from an Abdullah ibn Abbas, and then it's narrated from one person to the other, what is every one of these people? Who is he? Is he a person that I can trust or not? ولذلك العلماء has now rules in this حديث مقطوع means what? يعني one of this chain is someone that we don't trust, and that means the whole hadith is not authenticated unless it comes from another source. And that's why حديث متواترة. What does it mean, حديث متواترة? حديث متواترة, that means you go to someone in Morocco, you hear the hadith. You go to someone in Pakistan, you hear exactly the same hadith. And those people never ever meet each other. It's called mutawatir. That means the sources are different, but the hadith is the same. And that means that authenticate the hadith. That's what the Imam Abu Khari has developed. A whole science. Ilm al-Rijal. Everyone. Who is he? What's his biography? What's his life? Is he trusted now or not? And he developed all of that. And then he has actually another, which is, you probably don't know about it, which is those ones that he said, I don't trust them. And he made them another, which is those ones not Sahih al-Bukhari. And those ones, Muslim and others, has taken this and authenticated later on from a different source. And that whole science is called the Ilm al-Hadith. My story here is himself, the person, al-Bukhari. Look how what he's done to himself, push himself to the limit. He has the mindset, he has the goals to achieve. Do it. That's what you have to do. That's what you have to push yourself. Visualize what you want to do. Ask yourself a question, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us ayat in the Quran to visualize Jannah? Subhanallah. وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين في سدر مخضوب وطلح منضوب وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة and so on and so on and so on. All of this, why? To visualize. What's Jannah? to have that objective, to have that goal, I want to go to Jannah. That's the behavior. You have to visualize what you want to do and push yourself to do it. Unless you visualize it, you don't have, what's the benefit? Why do I do this? That's the difference. When you read the biography of Imam al-Bukhari in his age, when he started to, you will see that the main thing is that he did not limit himself. Believe it, do it. Brothers and sisters, the whole heart of the khutbah is to change ourselves and take the initiative. Don't self-limit yourself. Walk the talk. If you want to do something you haven't done before, you haven't to be a person you haven't been before. Have that integrity in your heart. Be in that one. Always mean what you do. Walk the talk. That's the main thing that you have to do. All of these values you need as a Muslim, which you have been ordered to raise it, to do it. But we're just missing the point. Distracted. Shaitan is always distracting us. But to be honest, sometimes Shaitan is innocent. It's us. It's us. Our next. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. Shaitan is one part. But nafs is the second part. You could follow your nafs and your hawa, your desire. I want to do this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, the man of Banu Israel who disobeyed Prophet Musa. أَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. Subhanallah. He was one a believer with Bani Israel. See, Prophet Musa sent him to some people. وَلَكِنْ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. Subhanallah. Why اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ? Because that's his desire. He is interested in something different. Deviate totally from the path of Allah. ولكنه أخلد إلى الأرض. That means he taken himself very down. سبحان الله. فمثله كمثل الكلب. إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث. سبحان الله. يعني there's no benefit of him. Whether you tell him or not. قلوب غرف. ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. Always have the people to give you, push you, push you forward, push you ahead. Don't take people and friends, which is our own friends that will take you down, push you back. Why you are taking these friends as friends or colleagues? No! Marry someone who could help you in your religion. Get a friend who could help you in your religion. Get a friend who could push you forward, not push you backward. What's the benefit? Look at those people who achieved something. Why have they achieved it? They have the mindset, they've done it. That's what you need to do. I wish inshallah, after this khutbah, you have an opportunity to change. There is a huge opportunity to change. There is nothing to stop you to change to a better person. Whoever you can. And inshallah, if you take it, ta'aqidha, tatawakkal ala Allah, you can change. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم أعنا على ضعف أنفسنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعنا على ضعف أنفسنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم ارحمنا من ضعف أنفسنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك شكرك وحسن عبادتك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجعلنا عبادا صالحين على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا من أحبابك على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اجعلنا من المستغفرين. اجعلنا من التوابين. اجعلنا من الصائمين. اجعلنا من القائمين. اجعلنا من أصحاب الزكاة. اللهم طهر قلوبنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم طهر قلوبنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. نقي نفوسنا من النفاق وعملنا من الرياء. اللهم أعنا على طاعتك وحسن حسن عبادتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا تفرقا معصوما. اللهم ولا تجعل فينا ضالا ولا محروما. اللهم اهدي اولادنا لما ترضاه يا رب العالمين. اللهم يسر على بناتنا ازواجا صالحين ويسر على اولادنا زوجات صالحات يا رب العالمين. اللهم يسر عليهم من يعينهم على دينهم يا اكرم الاكرمين. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واسرافنا في امرنا وثبت اقدامنا. اللهم لك الحمد حمد الشاكرين العارفين بنعمتك. سبحانك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا رب العالمين. اللهم واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد واقم الصلاه ان الصلاه كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.